is a production of Cornell University.
Hi, everybody. This is the June 4th meeting of the EA, called to order at 12:15. Wait. Are there any additions to the agenda? Are there any additions to Greg's agenda?
Oh, you did?
Yes, kind of.
In one addition, I got a email from Gary Stewart asking if the EA would partner him up with him on an initiative.
Do we know what that initiative is?
A volunteer initiative, yeah.
Oh, okay.
I've got details.
Okay, so we'll add that to the agenda. Yep. Are there any other additions to the agenda? Okay, thank you. Can we move on to approval of the minutes from May 21st? Did everybody have a chance to review them?
Motion to
approve. Second. All in favor say aye. Thank you. Anybody opposed? Minutes are approved. Thank you very much. On to the business of the day. The chair now opens the floor up to nominations for chair position for next year. We have Greg Mezzi, who's been nominated by Pilar. We have Tanya Grove, who's been nominated by Leslie Morris. And we have BJ, who has been self-nominated. Are there any more nominations? Again, self-nominations are encouraged.
I nominate myself for the same position, the internal operations.
Okay, let's do the chair right now. So right now we'll just be doing chair. Any other nominations for chair? Hearing none, we'll close the nominations. I will give each candidate a chance to have an opening statement. And we will go in order of last name. Tanya.
I'm texting Leslie, who's lost.
Oh, she's lost. Oh, no.
She's like, where am I going? Anyway. So, hi, I'm Patty Brooks. You all know me. Most of you know me, I think. So, I wanted to run for EA chair again because I feel like we have a very important year coming up. I've been very active in my role on the employee assembly, and I've got some desire to become even more active than I have been in the past year. Just to give a little history, I was vice chair of internal operations. I served as chair for 3 years. I also participated on a number of other committees, including chairing the staff recognition awards, participating on the employee survey response team, president's work, life advisory committee, the retirement plan committee, the UA, the career advisory committee, supervisor feedback and energy project. During my tenure on the EA, we pushed forward a lot of initiatives, working with folks like David and Alan Mittman. I led an ad hoc committee to review the size and composition of the EA and expand that from 13 to 19 members, and talking with other shared governance groups around the country. With my colleague Leslie Meyerhoff, we worked together with a number of people in our retreat to create our tagline of an active voice for staff to start to create an identity for the EA. Also working very closely with Leslie Morrison's Communications Committee, we worked to establish the new logo that we now have. Under my leadership, the Kudos Award program was established. We established the annual board meeting EA relationship that we now have every year. We separated out the duties of the vice chair and created a vice chair of communications position. Very involved in the implementation and creation of the engagement survey. And, you know, in my mind, the next 12 months will be very critical for us. We'll be transitioning from President Ford to new president. Some of my goals are really wrapping up the survey and really pushing out were forward in the issues that came out of that. I don't want to have to start over with the new president, so I really want to see those kind of conclusions. Preparing the EA for interaction with the new president, what our role will be with him or her, I think that's really crucial. And to really work to increase our visibility on campus, I think we've started some momentum with that, and I want to keep pushing that forward, things like changing how our website looks, how we find things, and really just continue to increase our visibility. Again, I'm really passionate about the success of the EA. We'll work as hard as I have, harder than I have in the past to achieve that success for our team. My supervisor is extremely supportive of my involvement and really encouraged me to continue working with the group in whatever capacity I can be of use. And I look forward to the opportunity to lead the vibrant team of individuals should be selected. Do you have any questions?
Maybe we will all do opening statements and then we'll go back to questions. Okay. Greg.
Greg Mezzi. I think pretty much everybody around the table. My role as executive vice chair for the last year, had the opportunity to, you know, be in the conversations with Mary and Alan. And I think, like Tanya mentioned, we're at a really pivotal point in the EA. I think we'll all agree upon that. I think there's probably some differences in strategy on how we take the next 12 months. I think that we're at a point where we really need to solidify our place amongst campus governance, and I would like to see us take the EA to the next level. I'd like to see us do some new bold and creative ways of engaging the staff. I think we should have more audience participation at our meetings and not just be sort of a board meeting. Finding ways to really get out and engage with the community so that they know who we are and what it is we do, and try to grow our reach. So it's not just our office or our community or our friends that we're interacting with on a daily basis. You know, but how do we take the folks from the vet school and bring them down to the hotel school, and the folks from Res Life and put them over in the engineering quad, so that there's a lot more cross-campus collaboration. And try to break down some of those silos that we have with different departments and different colleges and units, things like that. I think our brand and what we say and do and how we market and position that is really important. And I think that my hopes would be that we could continue to build upon what has been done in the past and strengthen that even more. In a way that folks really know that the EA is there, and they are not only an active voice, but they're an active action for what they hear in the voice. Because it's one thing to just listen; it's another thing to do and create those results. And I think that the survey response is important to continue to solidify what's going on there. I think that there's new initiatives and new things that we can be tackling. I think the way that, looking at how the EA itself is structured and set up, are there creative ways to look at the structure and grow really our impact and create an EA that is really active and something that every single employee knows what the EA is, and that's really where I think we've struggled in the past, is there's some engaged employees that know, but we shouldn't be targeting that 10% who do know. We should be finding ways to target the 90% who don't know, so that we can really be a voice for the entire community, not just those that want to listen or already know. So I think what I'll bring is a style to it, and try to really position ourselves in a way that we can just take it to the next level. I mean, I think all of you know what some of my thoughts are around that, and I'm happy to go into more detail if you want. I think that as executive vice chair, working as closely to the center and to the top of the assembly as possible over this last year, I really have a knowledge that can have nice continuity in the transition. So that's where I'm coming from. I'm incredibly passionate. I know that I sort of stepped down and off for a little bit, but sort of, like I said before, re-internalized where I was and what I wanted to do, and this is exactly it. I talked with my supervisor this morning, and I know I've joked in the past that you know, he hasn't been fully supportive, but you know, he's supportive of me doing it. And I have the time, because of the type of employee that I am, that I can commit to doing these sorts of things and look forward to if I'm given the opportunity.
Thank you, Greg. BJ.
Hey, everyone. So I've been with the EA since the fall. Every time I get involved in something new, I feel like I just kind of go through this process of how much can I learn from whatever's going on before we identify what it is I kind of want to do, and then we act upon that. And I think my time with the EA has really been an idea of, like any organization, there's typically a few key people that do a lot of the thing. And I think going off of what Tony and Greg said, we have a lot coming our way in the next year, and I think that requires all of us here. And I think the thing that I would like to do as chair is really support each and every one of the members of the assembly, figuring out why you joined the assembly and what initiatives you'd like to do, so I can really encourage each of you to support either a resolution or some kind of action. So I think that's my biggest thing as chair, is really supporting the rest of the assembly. I think together we can do a lot more than just what one person can do. So.
Thank you. Thank you. Okay, and now I'll open the floor up for questions for 10 minutes, if we could limit that to questions. And does anybody want to start with the questions for the candidates? Yes.
We were in the fortunate position of having to get
totally
awesome. And I agree with all three of them that this is going to be a really, really huge year for us. And so I think leadership all over is going to be a very important thing. So my question to the three of you is, who I consider all three of you to be as a leader, it's going to be a tough decision for us to decide who could be our chair, but in the event that you're not selected as the chair, are you open to
is that
a consideration for this?
I would absolutely be open to taking a role of vice chair. I think, you know, as I've shown this past year, even as a regular member, I've still been passionate to sort of involved in some of these things, you know, that we've just or thought.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. I do it now, so I'd be more than happy to do it again. You know, I think you talk about leadership, too, a little bit. I also try to reduce some of the other things I was doing with the UA in particular, you know, step down as chair of the CJC so that I could really focus on the EA this next year. So, absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, I'd also be open to working with anything in terms of the executive committee, but I think looking over the position description, all of them, one of the biggest things about the chair is that they're a spokesperson for the assembly, and that's something I feel like I've done a lot in previous roles at other institutions, but also, you know, I like being a part of the sometimes. I think that's really helpful, especially where it's something like this.
Can I ask for a point of information in terms of the election?
Yes.
Are we going to know what the other seats are or who's running for them? Or is this just like we're going to go by each position and go by these meetings?
The chair is the first position that's voted on. And then we just go down the line.
I mean, so people can I guess I'm trying to figure out, like, how the composition, like, I'm one of those people, you know, when I vote, it's like, how's the group dynamic, not just basically, who doesn't get this vote, necessarily going to move into this role, but, you know, looking at the group as a whole, how can this be a functional
unit? You want to vote the straight Republican ticket?
No! I mean, I'm just curious, because I don't know who's running next, or there's a position.
Well, the
like
chair usually gets elected first, and then takes over the meeting, and then each position.
Right. The nominations for the vice chair.
So Well, yeah, that is 12
citizens. Oh, yeah.
Sorry.
So, yes, we're moving right along. So, are there any more questions for the candidates?
And did you address your supervisor's commitment to your time?
Yes, so I work in the Cornell commitment. Typically, my responsibilities are outside of everything. My supervisor was a former gravel rouser, so I'm serving a lot of committees here. So she's very supportive of my involvement.
Okay.
Motion and vote discussion.
Second and move. Okay. So we're closing the question and answer period. We're going to now move on to vote by a secret ballot. Everybody gets to vote. Okay. Even the candidates.
Is there a discussion for you guys?
Nope. I'm very anxious too, Curtis.
Huh?
I'm very anxious too.
You want the bigger picture.
It's going to be interesting.
That's why I'm so
if there is no clear winner, we'll take the two highest.
Thanks, Rand.
Do we have a runoff?
If necessary.
I was about to say
the one candidate receives the majority of the votes.
I've seen the video.
I've already
read what's
everybody voted?
No.
Leslie? Why are we waiting for
the late thing?
What? Sure. We can move on to Tanya's late addition to the agenda. Why we're getting a tally here.
Sure. So, Gary Stewart has contacted me wondering if the EA would be willing to work with community relations. There's a list of volunteer opportunities that comes out for opportunities within the community here. Things like the Day of Action for the United Way, Southside Community Center needing volunteers to assist with the Juneteenth Festival, needing volunteers for things like triathlon. And what he was hoping is that we can start to help them by putting this out like in our EA newsletter, things like that. Maybe, I know right now we're not sending that very often, but send it out once a month, something like that. We have 10 or 12 opportunities on it, so along with our newsletter, these volunteer opportunities with an opportunity with a thing on the bottom that says, if you have near future opportunities that you'd like to share with Cornell colleagues, to contact Penny Gibbons. They'll put together this list, they'll share it with us. They're just asking us to include it with our communication. I think in the past, the university has tried to find out what employees are volunteering and what they're doing, and it's always a question of, well, why do you care? Why are you asking me? I do that for myself. So rather than trying to go at it by getting information about where employees volunteer, we want to put out there, here are some opportunities in the community. Things, we try to establish a lot of the town gown awards and our relationship with Ithaca, and their students and other opportunities to do that and make part of it.
I think it sounds like a wonderful idea. Well, does anybody have any questions? Do we want to have Gary come and give maybe attend one of the meetings and give a presentation just to make sure that we're all clear on?
So there's nothing like that now, like there's no volunteer person.
I think it sounds like a great idea, but I think I want to just make sure that we're very clear on what the expectations are.
My only concern is I don't want our EA news to turn into another calendar or another parent newsletter or another whatever. You know what I mean? I think there's not a vehicle for this, so maybe it's an opportunity to reach out to employees, let them know about volunteer ideas, but I just think we have to be cautious because we could be asked to do this in a, you know, a variety of ways. So, and does it, I just wonder, does it serve our purpose? So that's just a word of caution.
This won't be on the radar, but I just thought, you know, I don't know if you guys know about Give Back. There's like this website where you can, you know, post the overall stuff and you can just go and search if there's anything you're interested in. It seems to say what you're trying to do. If you have a couple of ideas.
Well, again, I think that we are at a plan of action to ask Gary to come. That would be fantastic. Thank you, Tanya. And I wanted to thank the three candidates for stepping forward. It is greatly appreciated. And as Linda, sorry, as Linda said, it's just fantastic that we certainly didn't have to twist anybody's arm. And I just thank you. The winner is Greg. Congratulations, Greg.
Thank you.
So I will now turn the meeting over to you.
Wow, this is like official now. So can I borrow your cues here? Thank you. So Executive Vice Chair. Well, first, I respect the both of you tremendously, and I look forward to working with and alongside. I think what you're able to provide the EA will be tremendous. So I just, candidate to candidate, I really appreciate both of you. So, for Executive Vice Chair, we have Pilar nominated BJ.
Mm-hmm.
Are there any other nominations from the floor?
I would like to nominate Tanya.
You know what? I won't. Not because I don't want to, but because I think this is a real opportunity.
Sorry.
Are there any other nominations?
Okay, if you want to. are there any other nominations? Anybody else? All right, so I guess seeing no nominations, I would call for a unanimous approval of BJ as Executive Vice President, or Executive Chair. any opposition? All right, seeing none, congratulations, BJ.
Yay.
Next on the list, Vice Chair of Internal Operations, I nominated Pilar. So are there any other nominations for Vice Chair of Internal Operations?
I do.
I just want to make sure.
You're checking everyone.
Anybody need further clarification on what the role does? All right, so seeing no interest, I guess I'd call for unanimous approval of Pilar. Guessing by the applause, there was no opposition, so we're good. next is the Vice Chair for Finance. Pilar nominated Curtis.
I accept.
Are there any other nominations for Vice Chair for Finance? All right, seeing none, I would ask for unanimous consent. Is there any opposition? All right, good. Congratulations, Curtis.
Thank you.
I motion that Curtis has to make a video before he
allowed
to take the
position. Any motion will be entertained as long as there's a second.
Second it.
Okay, good. So what is this, Fit, Fabulous, and Finance now?
Ooh.
Ooh. Okay, it's all about branding. So next on the agenda is a...
No.
Oh, communication. Sorry, this wasn't on the list. Sorry. I'm jumping the cues here. And parliamentarian. Are there any nominations for communications?
I nominate Okay.
I was going to nominate, but I just can't. And I'm trying to nominate.
Any other nominations for communications? All right, seeing none, I call for unanimous approval of Eric for Vice Chair of Communications. Any opposition? All right, seeing none. Congratulations. Parliamentarian is a really fun job for any for anybody who thinks like Jim Blair. Jim can give you a crash course in parliamentary procedures if anybody needs one. I personally would like to see somebody fill this role. It's really not a.
I nominate Steve.
Steve often happens.
Yeah. Welcome. Okay. Do you want a little bit more information about what it is?
If it's like
most
parliamentary.
Okay.
We'll even send you to the court.
Yeah. And I'll even return you the book that I borrowed a year ago for.
Any other nominations? I'll call for unanimous consent. If there's any opposition, seeing none, congratulations. I think this is our first fully staffed executive board with a parliamentarian. And so congratulations to everybody. If everybody who was elected today can just hang back afterwards just for a few minutes so we can sort of come up with a game plan of how we'd like to communicate and get together, that'd be great. All right? So next on the is a report from the chair. Bridget, I don't know if you had any last final parting words that you wanted to put in there. I just put that there because it's the standard form for the agenda.
Just thanking everybody for all of the input and participation over the last year and for your support. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Can I just say, for those of us who were there at Bridget's speech, you did an excellent job. And she threw out a great joke about the president.
She did.
And
nobody got it.
Those of us in the back caught it and started laughing. And then
what was the joke?
Very good.
What was the joke?
You have to read my report. I sent it to everybody.
I did see it, but I guess I didn't
get it. You were sitting in the front of the room?
You needed the pause.
It was under the initiatives portion about career growth and development and about how the president really took that to heart and got himself a new job.
And then all of a sudden everybody started laughing, but it was about
2 seconds.
It was like two. I was like,
wait, can we laugh at this? Is it funny?
And the president was looking at me like, oh, he doesn't get it.
Well, we got it in the back of the
year. Yeah. Great. So then for new business, or I guess we don't have any old business. New business, we have some retreat planning. I'm guessing this is the poll.
This date was the most popular. However, BJ, who's now your vice chair, cannot attend. So I would probably pick the date, a suggestion of at least the executive board needs to be there. So.
Okay. So we had Tuesday the 29th of July, Wednesday the 30th, and Thursday the 31st, and then August the 7th. We had 11, 14, 12, and 10 that responded. So there's sort of a collection of dates. Do we want to retry?
Just ask, what was the day I said I couldn't respond?
The day with the most that you couldn't be there was the 30th, Wednesday the 30th.
I might actually be able to.
Yeah.
Good job.
You
said
you committed,
DJ. Come on now.
I know. Where's the
connection?
So if that's the case, does anybody have any other objections to the Wednesday the 30th? It would be from 9 to 4, so it would be a full day. I think we can talk about some of the objectives that we want to try to pull out of that after we pick the date. So does anybody have any objection?
I have a departmental training that day, but I might be able to get out of that.
Okay. Any other objections? Are you okay if we go ahead and pick that as the day?
Yep.
Okay.
And then the other option is we can have Jim
Sheridan.
Sheridan, thank you, for the full day, which would be great. Or we could plan a half day with Jim and then a half day with other items. But
what is Jim doing for us?
It's going to just help us get organized and start to talk about our goals and our.
Yeah, so I think one of the. What I wanted to do is take some time and see what folks were hoping to get out of it. I know that us individually have some ideas of how do we prioritize what we accomplish. One, how do we just get to understand each other first and foremost? Because I think that that's important for us to take a minute and look within our organization before we try to send a message outward. So I think that we could try to schedule something to have, you know, building upon you know, different activities and stuff and setting the goals that we hope to accomplish, trying to look to at a little bit of who are we, what it is we do, why it is we do it, and how we communicate that out. So maybe the first half of the day is that sort of goals, know who we are, know why we do what we do, and then the second half is really developing some clear action items or other suggestions are welcome.
Do we have a location?
I wanted to get a day first.
This is what I do now.
Or throw out some ideas first. Where?
So where's the best location?
Well, it depends on what I feel like we should call it, what we want to do first.
Yeah.
I'm always a big fan of going to the, and maybe it's going to be the Hoffman Challenge first.
Haven't
been.
I
don't know her. Want to go? That's a completely different thing.
I know. I
want to
go.
So what?
What
is? I would prefer to sit outside instead of inside.
So what do folks hope to get out of a day together talking about the EA? They just throw some stuff out.
Action items.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So action items, what else?
I think we should talk about marketing.
Yeah, the rebranding.
Yeah, we talked about that before, didn't we?
Any other topics?
Engagement, increasing engagement.
Mm-hmm. Other things? Sure.
What is the new employee engagement survey going out? Fall of 15 or 16?
15.
When did it go? When is that?
16.
It was either 4 or 5 years.
Five years. It was 5 years. I think one thing I'd like to throw out there is perhaps looking at our membership our procedure, and if we want to consider a change there of moving away from maybe elections and more to a nomination process and selection process as opposed to the elections. We seem like we have nobody wanting to
really run
who hasn't already been a member, and it seems like it's either intimidating or I'm not too sure what the reason is, but even Mary Offerman made that comment that when we opened it up with the news flash that we needed a member, wow, we got people coming up and coming forward, and maybe we need to consider something different.
Out of curiosity, for the people who came and ran, how many of them were contacts from folks here? You know what I'm saying?
Gotcha.
I think it was by contact. They need someone, yeah.
You were not?
I was not
voted by anybody.
Oh.
I was not either.
Neither was I. We all kind of came in and looked for it.
Oh, sure. Yeah, yeah.
I guess my question is, I'm just worried if we go to that kind of set up that it will be very easy to say you're creating a club. So that kind of worries me, but I think there's some hybrid of we have elections, but we really have to kind of go out there and beat the drum and have conversations.
Certainly something that we can put on our
We can put that on the agenda.
I think
another one?
No,
that's a stupid
question. If you're on the executive board, can you still run for a chair of a committee?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, great. Because I like
public elections.
I love the elections committee. And I have some great contacts. No, I ran this year.
Oh, great.
No, finance.
No, I'm talking about I ran for EA.
Standing on our engagement, I'd like to follow up with Mary and the recommendation that we fill our calendar with some other top people like the provost and so on. Particularly because this will be the president, you know, as we go into the new president, he's going to have a lot of things on his plate. I do want him to pay attention to us, but I also understand that this is probably.
So get a list of folks together, throw out some names, things like that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And I was going to actually say that too, as well as, I mean, one of the things that the president has said to us is that he wants to see us engage more with the other assemblies. So I'd like to talk about ways that we can do that, whether it's working on resolutions or in a community way together, discussing challenges, concerns, or opportunities together. So.
Yeah, I think that's a great idea.
Correct. There's actually a spot for EA to have a liaison to the FA and to the GPSA if anyone's interested in attending those meetings and being in touch with the president to get the information.
I would love to go back to the FA. Nothing would excite me more, VJ.
I know what he's going to say.
As a friend of the process, may I address something?
You may. Sure.
For those of you who don't know me, I'm Jim Blair, chair of the University Assembly. And to follow up on your member's comment about engagement with other assemblies, right now, even though we've all taken some steps in this improvement, for instance, the UA now, your president is a member of the UA, voting member of the UA. So your agenda items will carry forward to us. But our calendar is very academic year centered. We're now out of session because we have students and grad students who now can't be present for votes, so those kind of things are going to go out of session. As for offsite, you need to think about those high level items that might involve, say, university assembly or other assembly processes and get them to us early, because in April we have no time to maneuver staff coordinate. The other thing that you might consider, something that's on my mind, and I'd like to talk to my counterparts both here and at the GPSA and the student assemblies, I'd like to rewicker our leadership breakfast a little bit more so that it's our consent, our list of people we want to come talk to us as opposed to them setting us up, and we attend. They're very nice events. We learn a lot. But I think we also have agendas and there are people we want to talk to. And I think we want a little more voice in setting that up for those kinds of processes in a non-threatening, engaging way. What's on our mind? What do we want their help with? In some cases, who's the best? I mean, finding the right person and all those things. That takes some planning among the groups. And so it's not just liaisons. They need to be people who can essentially speak and act on your behalf. We get to a kind of consensus in the meeting. We need to go forth and begin to pull the strings together versus lose 2 weeks or a month, bringing it back, having a discussion, taking a vote, and, you know, it's a speed of action issue. Part of that comes down to websites, communications, and as we've seen with kind of a more active student base this past year, we do need to resurge and take control of our issues. We need to have them know, because we've worked 15 months on some of these things. And at the last minute, there's, you know, when it's coming up to the final vote, everybody's formed in. They don't have nearly the background or all the hard work that went into it and why certain compromises might be made. And it seems to fall apart, and then we have people storming day hall. You know, it's fine if they do that and they're fully informed, but the reality is that we have, you know, a 30-minute mini course in something that is long and complex. And so that engagement and communication and ability to keep people who are interested getting at least the facts. They may not like them, but so that they're at least reacting to the same set of premises or arguing about, you know, we can have an actual dialogue in today's cell phone and email forms. So that's just a long foot stomp for we're looking for better ways to engage. Some that I think needs to happen in the summer as we all plan for next year so we can hit the ground moving quicker than they have in the past and don't have a crush of issues in January through March, and that's really our ability to do anything effective. So
somebody have any questions for Jim? I think Jim raises some great points, and Jim has great perspective on the assembly system because he has to interact with all of them. And we're probably the least assertive of the folks he has.
No? You're not. In fact, you're probably the most effective employee awards and recognition, an employee ceremony. People generally know what the organization is, but they don't know whether you specifically might be on it. I've seen great strides in that. And I see that you're very connected to Mary Opperman, which is very important. And the employee surveys, extremely effective in advocates for the employee world. Obviously, the student assembly tends to be the most active. The university assembly tends to be kind of like the prototype where you kind of move in 7-mile arcs. You know, incremental improvements as opposed to some kind of sweeping change, although it can happen, but it takes a pretty big way to make that happen. All have their place, but it is hard, and it's also hard when somebody starts thinking matters that belong in somebody else's job yard, you know, but that happens too, you know, and it needs to happen because you get the input from where it comes. If it resonates, you kind of have to step out from it. The flaw is everybody kind of views this as like city council people, like we're elected to represent them on a, you know, a set of issues, and we ran on a platform, and you know, and they can vote us out of office if they don't like our voting record. And it's really a matter that we're counterbalanced to university policies and making sure the university is missing things that are important and have been overlooked, or they've made the wrong decision, and it's negatively affecting our constituencies in a way that needs to be brought to their attention. You know, it's not quite the same thing, but people kind of use a legislative model on it. And it can be, parallel that, but it is a little different. We're all here to make Cornell the best place it is, and we're not in charge of Cornell, so we're all advisors and counsel. I think you're very effective, and well-respected and known. The GPSA is the quietest.
Yeah, and the faculty is the faculty.
The faculty comes and they sweep in at when
they need to, yeah.
Certain things are getting like that.
Any other items that we want to add to our list? Anything that's been...
Just something that I would love to see added is for us to look at I don't want to say attendance, but active participation by everybody, because I think sometimes we tend to not see folks for periods of time, and it's hard to be really active. So I'd like to see us maybe put some structure around expectations.
Number requirements, expectations.
Yeah. That's a good point.
Can we do something fun?
Fun. We will have plenty of fun.
I would like us to take a bus tour.
Do you have a campus bus tour?
Yeah, go and check out the buildings and learn about. Yeah, it's a little bus. I think you can do them all the time.
There you go. Say
you learn something.
I've been on the walking tour.
There's a little bus in there.
So there's any other items? Visibility.
Hey, I use my EA umbrella a lot.
On the bus.
I did use that the other day.
You didn't know that part of the
Any other things? So if if it's okay, what I'll propose is that the executive committee sort of look at these, not prioritize, but sort of massage so that they fall into some sort of order, and then maybe work with Jim Sheraton in advance to have an agenda, set some specific time limits too. There's some ground rules I'm sure we'll lay out, because I think a lot of these issues we could spend all day talking about each and every one of them. So if everybody's okay with that process, or whatever process is proposed, we'll have that well in advance, and we might even have some, not homework assignments, but some things to start to think about in preparation, so that we can, I just want to make sure we really get a full day's worth of results, is my hope.
Can I ask that we get it on the calendar, on calendar sooner than later? If it's the whole day, I just want to make sure that there isn't any concerns with
definitely
our...
the 30th for
Okay. I'm looking at Amy, because Amy does the appointments.
Yeah.
So we'll get that out on calendars, and then we'll probably schedule, you know, an email or something to come out in advance of that to give everybody the details. But we'll work within this framework. Is there anything anybody else wanted to bring up or put on the agenda? I know it's not a full meeting today, but it's full enough for today as an organizational meeting. But just wanted to see. Pilar, are there any committees or...
I'm going to reach out to those that came out and ran for the position and see if we can get them on some committees now that we are lacking and we don't have some of the, as we said, the liaison roles were not really met with enthusiasm last time. Perhaps we can get some liaisons to the other assemblies put in.
Now, we got notice that we were taken off the committee.
Yeah, so did I, and I can even go back in to play with my own. So I'm guessing I can ask it now.
It's the automated process.
It's an automated, yeah.
Because everybody's term ends May 31st.
So then do we get another email?
You'll get another one.
Yeah.
So I got one at midnight.
Yeah. Mine came to it.
So did, yeah.
But I didn't get the minutes by email, so I don't know if that had to do with that.
I sent an email this morning with the minutes.
You weren't on the EA members. Maybe that email? Is she on that list?
Mm-hmm. That's not what you said. Is anybody looked at the minutes? I said no, because I didn't receive it by email. So I just wanted to let you know.
But
that.
That's not the same as the notice that you're expiring certain committees.
Wait, so that does populate into that list, or doesn't it?
Oh.
That's what I was wondering. Does that kick you off the email list?
But it shouldn't have, because you go until 2016.
Mm-hmm. But the minutes came yesterday, and I got the notice at midnight. Anyway.
But that would have been for the communications, but we'll look at your...
So you got my email yesterday.
No, I didn't.
Oh, you didn't? Yeah. And you didn't get Greg this morning either.
That one I did.
Oh, then you're good.
About the location.
Yeah.
Yes, that's the only one I got.
So it's the list regenerated.
I didn't get yours.
There you go.
You were dropped from the committee on the 31st, and then I put you on whatever yesterday's date was.
Oh.
So you're as of...
Because I didn't get yours either.
Everyone.
Oh.
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 I did get yours.
That's interesting.
Sorry.
I know, I got it.
Yeah, so I wouldn't have sent it out if my term, yeah.
You're starting from this year.
Yes.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, because I started, maybe I joined one in March.
Yeah, we're finishing up.
Yeah.
So this is a crash course, everyone, in the assembly's
electronic
management system.
I don't understand how it works. That's why I thought
that. No, that's a good point.
At least that's overnight.
So we should be all set as of now.
As of midnight.
As of now, so we're good. Anything else, or is there a motion to adjourn?
I have one more question. So committees are populated when we meet again in the fall, August. Can we get some sort of notification of what's open and a description again of the committee?
I can go ahead and do that.
That would be great.
We have one more meeting.
We do. We can get them out.
Later this month.
Start anytime.
Yeah, we have one more.
And if you have an interest, I'll send them out, and then whatever interest you have, you can let me know either via email or at the next meeting as well.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds good?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And we're not going to meet this year?
Let's say.
We're going to
try
to plan. We can. We're in a full-day retreat. I don't do this anymore.
Yeah, that'd be a whole day, wouldn't it?
Would you?
I agree.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So we can leave that as an open item, but...
No, we'll I would just, my thought would just be, I agree, I don't think that we should do both since we're going to have another whole day thing, but maybe something, some communication to go and target it to the staff if needed, just to say that we're open for questions or concerns if we're not giving them that meeting.
That's a good point. Thank you.
Maybe we could bring even some Geneva folks here for lunch or something.
Yeah,
bus tour.
Can we do a WebEx or a teletop or something with Geneva if they want to participate in any of our meetings or something?
I've WebExed with them.
But in the physical sciences building, it's supposed to be super easy to set. So maybe we could send that invitation out to.
Yeah, we can talk and try to.
It is also their really busy season. So, but it doesn't hurt to certainly invite and see if there's any possibility. Maybe it'll be raining.
In the fall or the summer. Or not the summer, the winter.
Winter.
Yeah.
Oh.
All right, anything else? Motion adjourned?
Motion adjourned.
All right, any opposition? Great.
This has been a production of Cornell University. On the web at cornell.edu.